있죠.
Talk live with Psychics Online now for one-on-one personal readings. Welcome to Star Psychics, a community of gifted psychic readers offering live psychic readings through our private chat rooms. Want to know about your love life? What about your career and wealth? Hear from loved ones and more. Our network of channelers, tarot card readers, clairvoyants, spiritual advisors, and clairaudience can assist in answering your questions and guide you to a new level of spiritual career. Online psychic readings are a great way to find out answers you've always wanted to know from a psychic in the privacy and comfort of your home. Go to www.starpsychics.com. That's stars with a Z, psychics.com. Now click on the new one-on-one button and start talking to a psychic today.
Isn't that a wonderful commercial? Hello, everybody. This is Starscast, also known as Natalie. Just call me Natalie. That's what I've gone by for forever. But anyways, we have an awesome topic to talk about tonight, and I have some wonderful, a panel of stars readers that are really in the know, that they all read with different kinds of cards, and we're going to hear all about it. You know, I use playing cards. That's what I use. That's what I'm comfy with, but not everybody is. So what I'm going to do right now is turn it over to our host, Stars Dragon Spirit, and let her introduce and get things going.
Thank you, Natalie. Well, first off, thanks to everybody who came and who all is listening. It is an interactive show. You can call in and ask questions if you wish. I have Stars Ariel tonight. I have Stars Red Hawk. I have Stars Morning Star. And I have Stars Norlina and myself. As everybody knows, most of the time when someone goes to seek a reading, there's always cards involved, or it used to be. Everybody used to always see, you know, the person sitting there at the round table with the sphere in the middle of it and have all these cards everywhere. Well, tonight we're going to discuss cards, but we're not going to discuss tarot cards. Tarot cards are the main cards that got the thing started, so to speak. But since then, there have been thousands, hundreds and thousands of different decks that have come out. And every advisor, somebody needs to hit mute. There's advisors out there that have chosen different decks because they resonated with them. Each deck has its own vibration. Each deck has a feeling, has a sense to it. And people that read cards pick up on that vibration, or they pick up on that sense. So that's what we're going to be discussing tonight. Stars Red Hawk, there?
Yes, I'm here.
Okay. Could you please tell us what is your favorite deck to use, and what type of vibration pulled you to that deck?
Okay. Well, I'll put it like this. I've only been working with the cards since April of last year.
Mm-hmm.
And at first I was scared of them. but something was telling me, get some cards. So the first deck that I purchased was the Daily Guidance from Your Angels cards.
Mm-hmm.
And I'll just say that once I held them, once I shuffled them, once I pulled them, I felt like they were home. You know, all fear left. I'm like, wow, this is, it took me too long, you know. So,
mm-hmm.
Yeah, this is my favorite deck. I mean, I'm always looking for guidance from the angels, always trying to bring guidance to my clients from the angels. So this was the perfect deck for me.
Okay, and so that's what pulled you to them, was your work that you had done with angels and so forth.
Well, I wouldn't say that I had purposely done work with angels, but that's, I mean, seeing that I consider myself a prophetess more so than a psychic, that's what I was led to get the decks that, you know, had angels on them.
Mm-hmm. Okay, and how have they affected you? as you grew with them, as you worked with them and so forth?
They've given me a lot more confidence. I mean, I was running from my gift for the longest time, but it's like once, you know, I purchased the cards and started using them and they were on point, they gave me more confidence in my work.
That's good. That's good. And each one of the cards, not as a complete deck, but each one of the cards, they talk to you, each one? Individually?
Well, they do, and let me put it to you this way. I'm still trying to hold back on some of my gifts. I'm not really comfortable with I'm limiting myself. I'll put it that way. I am limiting myself, and so the cards, they only give me what I want. You know, so to speak. They know that I'm not trying to be all up in anybody's business, you know, so I don't open that part of me up. And so based on the energy, you know, from the pull between me, the client, they do their job. I'll just put it that way. And they don't let me in because they know I don't want to get all up in there. You know what I'm saying? I'm just trying to limit myself still as a light worker, and I just don't want to be all up in people's business. So my cards, they understand that. So they give me as little as I need to do my work.
Okay. So you do use them during readings, though?
Pardon me?
You do use them during your readings?
Oh, most definitely. Yes, they. I do use them during my reading. Like I said, I've gained a lot of confidence in my work through the cards. And excuse me. If you guys hear some noise in the back, I'm sorry. I do have family here. I use them during the readings, and they either confirm, you know, or they bring guidance. And like after I'm, you know, done pulling, I ask, you know, my clients, I'm like, so does that resonate with your spirit? They're like, oh, my God, that's what I really needed to know, or that's what I really, you know, needed to hear. So yeah, the cards, they do their job.
That's good. That's good. And you're comfortable with doing it, you know, because I know you said that you were kind of put off. Yeah, now you're
Pardon?
Comfortable, but you were put off at first.
Yes,
at first,
I was
really
afraid.
Didn't.
I was afraid because I did not know, you know, I come from a Christian background, and, you know, they scare the heebie-jeebies out of you. You know, you're not supposed to do this, you're not supposed to do that. And so I'm like, okay, I'm not doing them cards, that's no. But it's like something kept saying, just get the cards. And I'm telling you, once I purchased that first deck, I purchased the second deck, I purchased the third deck, I purchased the fourth deck. So, you know, and that's where I've stopped, four decks, you know. But, yeah, I love them.
Good. Very good. Well, thank you for coming tonight. I greatly appreciate it.
Well, thank you guys for having me. I appreciate being here.
Okay. Star, Morningstar, are you there?
I am.
Okay. Could you please tell me your favorite deck of cards and what it was that pulled you to that certain deck?
Okay, well, I'm usually a hands-free psychic, and I go with my intuition. However, you know, I always like to know that to give my client something to refer to or advice. And so, the first deck that I ever got was the Titanus Fortune cards, but they were very plain and very, very not real detailed. I did get a feeling off of them, and the pictures were nice and everything, but I wanted more. I wanted to present my clients with more. So I had gone to the bookstore because I like to pick them out. I do not like to pick them out over the Internet because I like to hold them. There may be four sets of angel cards, but I'm only attracted to one. So I went to the bookstore, and I decided that I wanted to get something more. And there was these large row of tarot cards and oracle cards and things like that. And I was instantly drawn to the Angel Tarot by Doreen Virtue. And as I looked at them and everything, they had a lot of expression. They have the artwork was just detailed in them. I could see more into or even get feelings of endearment, making me sad, happy, excited, these kind of things. So I've really kind of been with them, and I've been with them now for 6 years. I find that they're amazing. I was very excited when I got them. They were in the passenger seat next to me, and I just wanted to immediately start reading them. And I know you're not supposed to drive and read cards, but I was trying to bond with them, and these certain cards would fall out that I believe that they were just as excited to have me as I was to have them. And I've had them for 7 years now, so they work really well. They bring a little bit more insight into your sitter's position to enlighten them a little bit more or help them through expand on positive ideas or situations. So they're not really like the basic tarot cards. There's not really a death card, even though death is not a bad thing. It could just mean a positive transition. But they will detail things out that you may not want to provide information to your sitter, if I may say, as an ethnic organized structure that we have. But those are my cards. And I definitely use the Doreen Virtue. They're almost leathery now. They're not quite like paper anymore, as I do like to atone them and set them out and those kind of things and put them in the full moon and all the things that cards like. So, yeah, I'm very happy.
So, and it's the Healing with the Angels Oracle deck?
It's the Angel Tarot Cards by Doreen Virtue and Radley Valentine.
Okay, because she's got a couple of decks. So that's the reason I asked, because I have that and I have messages from your angels by her as well. I'm glad you said that in regards to the feelings of them, because every deck has its own vibration, has its own feeling. And when you put them in your hand and you lock into them, so to speak, that's what I call it, you're going to kind of sink into them, like you were talking about. In other words, if you're holding your cards and say you're pulling for yourself and you pull one card, what type of feeling does it give you all over? What type of feeling does it invoke within you?
Well, actually, it gives me a sense of an energy, a sense of in like feeling. So it's very, I think I said that right. You know, it gives me a bit of confidence. It leads me to creativity, and it kind of helps me exert my independence, the opening of the chakras in which I need to use them.
That's good. Yeah. Her cards, as you said, I'd like to say as well, the picture work that she has and everything on her decks is extremely well, especially the Healing Oracle cards. They're very warm. You look into it and you kind of just, not that you become weepy, but you become open and you become very pliable to it. We've already covered how it would make you feel and how it would talk to you. When you first got them, how did it affect you insofar as seeing them? You knew for sure because you've been in the store looking around, and that was the deck for you. That's the one you knew you were going to have.
Right. I went in there, like I said, there was many. And, you know, I was drawn to this blue box, I guess, and I picked them up. And I set them aside, and I looked at other cards as well. But when I was holding this box of Doreen Virtue Angel Tarot cards, I felt a sense of tingling in my fingertips. I felt inspired. I felt warm and fuzzy, if you would. I felt happy, you know.
Mm-hmm.
And then I went through, there was four boxes there of these cards, and I went through each one, and the one that I originally picked up was the one that I actually took home, because it just had that feeling. It had that sense of security and that warm, fuzzy feeling that I like. And they've done me well. And, you know, you can read them forward or upside down, just like a regular tarot card. So, you know, and they have all the elements there, you know, earth, air, spirit, of course, is you putting into the card. So, and it gives you tips, you know, as well within the oracle of the angels that may help you. So I really, really do enjoy them. I find that my sitters actually enjoy what I do get off of them, and I get a lot of feedback from them. So that's perfect for me.
Well, being that you've used them for 7 years, how have they affected you since you've grown with them? You've worked with them a long time, and I'm sure, you know, from point A to point B, you've had to grow with these cards.
Right, right. It's opened a sense of spirit, I mean, a higher realm of spirituality, I believe, to me. You know, I feel like it also enlightens my sitters. My sitters are very important to me. So, you know, if I feel sad, it could be because I'm empath as well. And they could be feeling sad, so it kind of keeps me directed in the order. If I go hands free, and then you know they want some form of verification of how I'm getting this, I may turn a card or two and say, well, you have the Ace of Fire here, or you have the Page of Water here. So you know these are what I'm getting, and these cards also express these meanings. So. You kind of get dependent on cards, you know. You've got to make yourself be independent and creativity, going off your own intuition, because you can become very dependent upon your cards. But these kind of allow you to grow, allow you to be expressive in your own intuition with the detail and such. So I believe that it was exciting, and it is an opportunity to be able to expand out by reading the cards.
Right. Mm-hmm.
So I believe it has advanced me in some areas, like I intended them to do.
That's good. That's good. Because, yes, they do, you know, I want to say grow on you. But, yeah, they give you a lot of information and a lot of different things, especially with all the different decks and so forth. But as you're saying, I mean, that's a good thing. If you do a reading and a client asks you that, and you pull one card, I think that's a great thing, because that's going to give you validation. It's going to give them validation, and it like you said, it expands you. It doesn't make you limited to one thing, so to speak. But I think that's great. Is there anything else that you'd like to add about them?
Well, I can tell you that I probably should get a new deck, but they just say it's not time yet, Tammy, so I'm still with them.
That's a good thing, because I've had mine just a little bit longer than the ones that I have up there. And just, you know, really quick, those I use personally for myself every morning. So
right,
mine are getting a little frayed at the edges and everything. And it's like, well, should I get another one? It's like, no, there's too much energy that has already been placed in this deck. That's when you work with the cards, you know, especially if you work with 1 to 2 decks primarily, they pick up on you, you pick up on them. It's a bonding. It's a relationship. It really is. And I don't think too many people look at it like that.
Mm-hmm. Right, right. No, I don't think they understand. Yeah, my cards, rather, don't fit in the original box. They've kind of grown a little as well.
Well, keep, you know, lightly putting them in there.
Right,
it's
no,
good
I
for
just
them
kind
to
of
have the same energy.
Right, they have their own place on the altar now that they just go every night, so
that's
where
good.
They sleep.
That's
yeah,
good.
That's wonderful.
Well, thank you very, very much for coming and for letting us hear how you work and what you work with. I think Doreen Virtue's cards are very, very good. There's a lot of decks that I love, and I have a lot of decks myself. And it just depends on what realm and what energy is being worked with as to what deck is used. But that's a good thing. And, yes, I do very, very much believe that any reader that uses cards, even if it's only temporarily, once in a while, one card, doesn't matter. That deck of cards and you have a bond. The energies once you start working with those cards, I believe, bond. You two bond. So you're going to be able to read the card with more insight and not just, you know, some people, they go and they get it, and they're not really pulled to any deck. They just get deck, and they start reading the little book that comes in it and everything, and it's not, they're not really bonding with it. Because myself, after all of the decks that I have, each of the decks I have worked with very intimately, and I see more in the card than what that little booklet's going to tell you. And you're going
absolutely
to sense it. Yeah, you're going to sense it, and you're going to pick up on it. And that's what I mean, you know, you end up forming a bond with the energy of those cards. And you're going to see more and get more from it feeling-wise. You know, if you're doing your reading for someone, instead of just reading the standard what comes out of the book about the card, you're going to start feeling, once you have the relationship established, you're going to start feeling something from that card that's not written in there, per se. And you're going to see, when you get that feeling, how it matches to the reading or the client that you're working with. So,
absolutely. Not always, I don't mean to interrupt, not always does the meaning in the book deal with your sitter. So that
exactly
may be...
Exactly. I agree with you 100%. 100%. But, yes, thank you very much for coming. Thank you for sharing.
Not a problem, and thank you for having me.
No problem. Okay. Sorry, Marlena. Are you there?
Marlena? Okay. I'm Sarge Marlena. I apologize for my voice. I do have a little bit of a cold right now, but I'm feeling well enough to be here on the show, and I'm really happy for the opportunity, and this is really
thanks
fun.
Thanks for coming.
So I spent this morning trying to select which two decks I wanted to use. Oracle card decks are my preference for a divination tool. And the first deck I got, I was 14, and it was Healing with the Fairies with Doreen Virtue. I'm 28 now, and I've got about 50 or 75 decks. So I selected one that I've been working with regularly for the last couple months that I really like, and it's actually new. And then I selected another one, which I will explain why it's so useful. But I wanted to share with people something that I don't know if I'm the first person to discover this or not, but when I clear and cleanse my deck and I want it to retain my vibration, I'll take a strand of my hair and put it inside the box with my cards. And I find that I don't have to clear them nearly as much as when I didn't do that. And I thought of it myself. I'm sure probably some other people thought of it. But I just wanted to share that for anyone that's looking to start using Oracle cards. Put a strand of your hair or a tiny piece of nail clipping, and your deck will continue to vibrate on the same level as you. So the deck that I have been working with is the Earth Magic Oracle Cards by Stephen D. Farmer. I actually usually buy the app version of decks on my iPhone before I buy them in hard copy so that I can see the images and what's in the deck. For me, that helps because I get the urge to buy a lot of decks. I have a lot of decks, and I do truly have an intuitive relationship with each one of them. But I definitely have those that I prefer over others. So, yes.
When you go through the app-wise of doing it, do you pick up a vibration from the cards that you're looking at?
I would say yes, because I'm a psychic intuitive, so I get feelings, urges, that I really want to see what's in this box. I want to see this deck, or that I really just, I have this. And that's always the way it's been, and I used to think that it was a shopping problem, shopaholic, but I know now that that is part of the psychic intuitive empath. And so when I look at the cards on the app versions, it's usually the art that draws me to the decks, as well as the titles of the cards. And, like, for example, right now I have a card out called Gaia, and the meaning of this card is just as nurturing. So seeing the images and, you know, what they're going to interpret in long haul of using the deck is very important to me. If the art is not a style that I like, then I tend to not end up having much of a relationship with that deck.
Okay, so what the deck that you're talking about is your favorite deck. What was
so my favorite?
What was it that was calling to you? What is it that you felt in order to get that deck?
Well, the Earth Magic Oracle cards. I had been talking to someone online, and people were just gushing about what a great deck it was. And I actually already had the app on my phone, and I had never looked at it. So I looked at the imagery on my cell phone, and it was just gorgeous. It just drew me in. And that intuitive pull, for me, it comes from my heart and from my mind. And also, I can feel the intuitive higher self of my mind telling me, get this deck. This deck will work for you, or this is appropriate right now.
How did it feel once you held it? I mean, what type of feelings and things did you have when you actually held the card?
When I actually get the cards in hardback, usually when I open them, because I feel that my intuition has drawn me to the cards that I would like over the years, since I have so many that it's difficult to even choose from. But, yeah, holding the cards and just seeing the art, I always clear my decks. Sometimes I smudge them. And then, like I said, I'll put a strand of hair in the box. And then I'll usually actually put the deck in bed with me under my pillow for a few days to get on the same vibrational level so that I feel that it makes my readings more accurate. It also sort of feels like a spiritual friendship with the deck begins to occur.
Okay, and how does the deck itself talk to you? I know you said a lot of, from what I'm hearing, correct me if I'm wrong, most with you is visual. You have to have the visual first.
A lot of it is words for me, and I don't know if that's clairvoyance because I'm seeing the words to read them, but like for example, I tend to see the deeper meaning of a card. Like, if there's a card called music and my client does not play an instrument or, like, concerts, then I will look for synonyms. So, for music, orchestration, which is, you know, organization. And that's how I'll perceive deeper meaning.
Okay, so you'll hear that and then you'll get the impression itself that follows it. Correct?
Yeah.
Okay.
Exactly.
I'm asking this the way that I am because, as I said, each deck of cards carries its own vibration. no matter what the deck is, if it's a tarot or if it's an oracle, it doesn't matter. They all carry their own vibration. So that's why I was asking you that.
And how have you,
being that you have worked with them, how have you grown with them since you first got them up until now?
Well, I'm also a pendulist, so at times I will use my pendulum and hold it over the deck and ask if it's the appropriate deck for my question. And it's very interesting, if you hold a pendulum over a deck, it will begin to swing pretty rapidly. The vibrational level becomes very visible.
Okay. And you said there were two decks.
Yes.
And is it the same way with the second deck?
Yes, the second deck is Past Life Oracle Cards by Doreen Virtue. And what I really like this deck for is I will take a deck like the one I just talked about, Earth Magic Oracle Cards, and I will, you know, lay out a three card spread, past, present, and future. And then I will use Past Life Oracle Cards to consult what past life karma or trauma is feeding into the situation, causing it or making it worse. And my experience with using them like that it's been very accurate. Clients like it, and I have used it on myself, of course, and it's very interesting. When it comes to reading for myself, though, I try not to do a past, present, future more than once a week, but I will pull a daily card.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
So,
That's good that you do that. And you also use these cards during your readings?
I'm sorry, could you repeat that?
Excuse me?
Yeah, I'm sorry, could you repeat that?
Do you use these cards during your readings?
I'm sorry, I still can't understand you.
The cards that you just picked out as your favorite, do you use them during your readings?
My favorite, it kind of changes, like, from time to time. I'll decide I want to work with a deck for a couple of months, but right now, the Earth Magical Oracle cards are my absolute favorite. Stephen D. Farmer is a great author. One thing I wanted to mention, though, about reading the guidebook is that I find the guidebook to sometimes have a lot of information that I wouldn't otherwise receive. I'll be reading through the description, and then being an empath and a psychic intuitive, certain sentences or words will jump out at me, and I'll get a much deeper or more in-depth understanding of that card. So when I'm working professionally, I will not use the deck in front of, or the book in front of a client. I might just try to memorize them for my favorite deck. But I have found use for the guidebook.
Okay. All right. Well, thank you very much for coming, and thank you very much for sharing.
Thank you. I hope that made sense.
It makes sense. Trust me. And again, thank you very much for sharing.
Thank you so much for having me.
Okay. Star Ariel?
Yes, I'm here. Thank you so much.
You're welcome. What would you like to talk about?
Well, this has just been fascinating to hear everybody speak and to hear other intuitives and other like-minded souls such as yourself, you know, just being a vessel and wanting to help others, you know, and finding different tools. I do still use cards. I know we spoke before briefly, and I don't use cards with my readings. when I do them in person, which is rare, it's definitely, I will bring them out if needed. Most likely will, especially if it's to help give that validation to someone else that we have that validation. I feel that cards have been beyond useful for me. When I first, after studying psychology and realizing I wanted to get more in the intuitive field, I picked up one of the original type decks and studied it, and without a doubt, I learned all new ways, new answers, new understandings, you know, new perceptions of life just within this deck that I knew, you know, I didn't hear anywhere else. I didn't know, and I knew instantly these were answers. These were ways, these were paths of helping guide. And so I feel that the cards are like a pendulum, and like, I mean, I do believe that all of us are on that journey in a sense to connecting with that higher self. And once you can get, it's just, you know, different tools that are so useful, more than words can say, that help, and whatever it is, to help bring on the path. But as of being a psychic and a guide, with the cards that I use, I instinctively, when I started doing psychic work in 2004, I went right to, like, the original deck, and I remember getting the deck that had the basic meanings on the card. And then I would be able to, with the pictures and with the energy and with the vibration, I got answers immediately, that made perfect sense to who I was connecting with.
Good. That means you bonded quickly with them.
Absolutely. They were a tool. They immediately spoke through as something extra that I didn't understand how it all worked then.
Right. Kind of like what I was saying, that, you know, there are a lot of people out there that go out and buy cards, and it'll be their first time, or, you know, they just do it out of curiosity. And you get these little bitty books, and they will sit there and read just a little bitty book and not try to lock in or create a relationship with the cards themselves. And normally, if you're really into the cards, you're going to do it a little bit differently. In my experience, I'll work with one card however many days it takes. As long as I keep getting information that's deeper in those cards than you know, what's in a book or something, I will stay with that card. And then when I don't get any more from that card, I know it's time to go to the next one.
I understand exactly. So you're so connected. The only reason, too, that I would even state, and I know what you mean about having that connection with the card, understanding it, which is like almost understanding a whole other perception and different understandings.
Right.
I feel that the only reason that I would even state that I don't use my cards is from using cards for so many years and from them helping me and getting to the place of where, you know, I wanted to do readings. I was teaching English as a second language in a couple other countries. So I wanted to do readings, but I didn't have cards. And I realized that I still have cards, but within me. It's not like I ever got rid of them, in a sense. You know,
right.
And so if I have to work faster, if I'm in a setting of where, you know, in Western instance, it's like needed. And I do believe they're useful beyond words, you know, but I do feel like, you know, I wouldn't want to ever put, and this is thanks to the cards that I have this understanding, trust and faith in my cards, in the pendulum, or in anything on the exterior, because really this is our higher self speaking through our cards that we choose and speak to us. You know, that's that's each of our higher self to speak, helping us with our soul that's so expansive, you know, helping us to comprehend the incomprehensible.
Oh, no, true. I've been out places, and for some reason one of my cards will pop into my head. And after I get home, I pull the card out, and I sit and meditate with the card, and there's always a reason for it. I mean, it's always been right on point. It hasn't been wrong yet. So, yeah, there's definite bonding, and there's a definite relationship that goes on between you and them, whether you have them in your hand or if they're at home and you're off someplace else.
Yes. Yes, I agree. And I think you're right, and what everybody's been talking about, and I love that you're asking, you know, the question about the bonding, because I think the bonding is important, because I think if the perception isn't correct from the connection with the cards and with the interpretation, you know, it could be misunderstood.
Sure. Very true. Well, thank you very much for coming and sharing. I appreciate
it. Thank you so much. Thank you so much for having me. And I look forward to next week. Thank you.
Thank you. Starcy Mia.
Hello.
How are you?
Good, Heidi. How are you?
I'm doing good.
Good.
You've pretty much heard the things that we've been talking about in the questions. Do you just want to give your version of it, or would you like me to ask you the questions?
Well, no. I'll tell you what I've picked up that might be a little bit different than a lot.
Okay.
I started reading 30 years ago, and I was introduced to the cards by an older woman. And back then, there weren't a lot of the Oracle decks. I imagine there were. They weren't popular like they are now. Tarot decks. Back then, tarot decks were rather limited, too.
Right.
Now, computers and, being able to do your graphics right on the computer, of course, you know, there's a lot more decks coming out, and a lot of them are computer-generated. What else did you got? Decks resonating with us. Yeah, decks have to resonate with you. I picked up some decks. I shop through Amazon, and I try to read the reviews. I've gotten decks I picked out of the box and said, oh, no, I just can't.
Right.
I always fall back, being a traditionalist, for my working deck, I always fall back generally to a Rider-Waite-Smith deck, owner of the Smith. I also use off decks. But I'm used to having those 78 cards in my hands. Although you can read with the major arcana of the tarot deck, I've done that before.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, I've read for 30 years. Seen a lot of changes in the tarot. Cheyenne, I imagine probably when you started, everybody knew the Rider-Waite deck.
Yes, that was the deck for all readers
deck.
To have. Yeah.
No, that was the deck. That was the deck. I use it mostly now either in my working or I use it as a teaching deck because, because basically everything out there, all the material on the tarot is, based on the Rider-Waite.
Yes.
The West. So it's easiest to use that deck. It's a good deck. It's tried and true.
Yeah. And right after that, too, they came out with Voyager and Aquarius. And a lot of people
Voyager, Aquarius deck, good decks. Morgan Greer was one early one.
Yes, and it's been, there were people, and this is why I was talking about the bonding and someone getting a deck that they're pulled to versus just picking up any deck. There was a lot of people who picked up that deck and went to work with it, and it actually made them ill.
Yeah, I can believe that, there used to be a time where you actually did go and, you went to the New Age bookstore and you were able to handle the deck.
Right.
Nowadays, it's just so convenient to order them online. I probably got 100 decks here. I was telling somebody in the chat room right now, I've come to the point where I only collect first edition and decks. And generally, with the first edition, I can generally talk the designer into signing it. So, to him. The only thing is, if I really like the deck, I have to buy a second copy to work with.
Right.
Yeah, I've got quite a little investment here, Cheyenne.
Well, that's me. I was explaining to Natalie earlier, I was pulling out all of my decks, and I went, oh, boy, okay. I'm going to pick out two that I might refer to on the show, but, there are stacks and stacks, and they were all I was drawn to, and all I have bonded with. And even for me, like you were saying, been reading a long time, and I'm conscious channel, but, when I was doing readings or people come to me or they needed that material thing in front of them for them to see in order for them to believe what was being said to them, I had the card decks for them. Now, I do have a couple of decks that I use for myself every single morning. But say, for instance, if I'm channeling and there's a fairy area or druid area or whatever, I'll pull those particular ones out. But every single one of the decks that I have, even though I have a lot of them, I am bonded with them. And I'm just like you, I'm sure you have that one deck that you constantly have in your hands or that you work with.
Right.
It's not uncommon for a reader that uses cards to integrate with the card to where you see deeper in the card and you sense more from the card than, say, for instance, you know, somebody that just picks it up and decides to do it for a few months or a year. It actually becomes an extended part of you, and vice versa. Like I was saying, I could be out someplace and a card from nowhere will just pop into my head, and I'll get home and I'll meditate with it, and exactly, you know, the card that it was, I had a feeling as soon as it popped into my head, but by the time I got home and pulled it out, meditate with it, there was a lot more that was shown to me. So
Yeah,
and I clearly understand. I'm like you. I want first editions, and I get them signed, and then get a second deck for me to work with. I was that way with the Doreen Virtue Oracle cards, and I did it with my Rider-Waite deck because I was so excited. It was my first deck. I mean, back then, there weren't thousands of decks of cards. There just weren't. When you went into a bookstore or something and asked for tarot cards, they'd say, right there, and it would just be the Rider-Waite sitting there. That's it. Yep. So it's interesting how it works.
Yeah, it sure is. But I will say, you know, there's always a false assumption that you should always have your first deck given to you. It's always nice, and you hope that you get a deck that resonates with you. I do believe that you should pick your own deck out because it is that important to have the deck connect with you. And I also believe that you get that little white book thought in all of them. That's not the greatest, especially if you're a beginner. But I will say to anybody beginning using the cards, really carefully go through the deck. Maybe get two decks at the most and work with them, or you move on to another to avoid any confusion.
Right. I totally agree 100%. None of my decks have ever been given to me. My decks have always been, my guides guide me to them. And then once I have them in my hand, before I even purchase them, I will sit there as long as I have to with them in my hand to see, you know, the communication that goes on between before I get them. You know, I have never, ever, ever, out of all my decks, ever had a deck given to me. And I have never gotten rid of a deck. To me, to get rid of a deck, to me, I don't know how to put it, would be like a desecration almost. That's the feeling I have with them. But most definitely, I think they, you know, you need to see if you harmonize with it. You need to feel them. Everything has a vibration, as we've been saying, and when you touch those, they have a vibration as well. And you're going to feel something, especially if you're sensitive or an empath or anything. You're going to feel that from them. But I agree with you 100% on that. I would rather get my own cards. In fact, if a deck was ever given to me, I would explain to who was giving it to me why I would not be able to accept it. I would do it in a way not to hurt their feelings, but just to let them know that you know, that's not the way I do it, because then I would feel bad. I would take the cards, then what am I going to do with the cards? Because, you know, they're not really me, and I don't give cards to other people. Now, what I will do is, if I know somebody is interested in a certain deck of cards or whatever, I'll go to a bookstore or whatever and purchase a gift certificate so that they can take... Yeah, I've done it with a lot of my friends who have liked a certain deck that I have. And I have looked in bookstores, and if I see the bookstore has it, I purchase the gift certificate, and then I give the gift certificate to them so that they can purchase the cards themselves. I don't even want to touch them to put my energy in them because it's for them.
I never thought of that.
Oh, yeah, it works out real well. It works out very, very well.
I've given decks to people, and they hated them, and I loved it. I liked the deck. I gave it to them, and they went, oh.
Well, you know, like you said, we've been doing it a long time.
Yeah.
You know, a really long time. Like I said, I have a vast, half of what I have, I would have to say at least half of what I have are tarot decks. And the other decks, as I said, you know, are Oracle. I have, think, Debbie. I've got Fairy Oracle. A couple of those. I've got a Druid Oracle. I've got Angel Oracles. I have a lot of Oracles. Excuse me?
The Druid Oracle is quite popular. The Angel Oracles are real popular.
Well, the Druid Oracle, believe it or not, that I have is the second deck that I ever got.
Really?
And, yeah. And it's that old. And
yeah.
I just adore it. Absolutely adore it. And, you know, it gives, the Druid Oracle goes in depth insofar as giving all of the history and the background of the card. And say if it's crow or raven or something that comes up, it'll give you that background, that story that goes along with the character. Right.
Oh, so, you know what? I did at one time have a medicine wheel deck. They had animals, but it didn't last long. With
I have a medicine deck. Matter of fact, I've got a couple Native American decks. Yeah, I've got three decks of animals, and then
last long with me.
Yeah, well, that did because of the Native American side of me. I also have flower ones because of my connections with flowers.
Oh, I know you love those flowers.
And they actually do have, I don't know if they've got more than one deck now. Back when I got this, was about 10 years, 11 years ago. And it is on flowers and the power and therapy of the flowers. I also have several books on it and stuff. Well, I had studied the Bach Flower Remedy. That's what got me started with it, so... But, yeah, cards are very important. They're very personal. Or at least they're personal.
They are. I prefer the Better Made decks also because, I like a good quality card. So many of the ones coming out now are just mass-produced.
Right.
And the cards got flimsy and...
Exactly.
Yeah, they're bad.
I want a sturdy card. I want a card that holds, you know, what it represents and everything. There was one deck one time that I had got that was, I mean, it was as thin as a piece of paper. And I was so disappointed with it. And it just didn't feel right in my hands. It just did not feel right. And I ended up, no kidding, I ended up putting the one card I pulled out back into the deck. I took it out to a high mesa out in Aztec, New Mexico. I took along one generator crystal with it, and I buried it.
Oh, really?
Oh. Yeah.
Wow. I've had my clients that come to my house tear the cards when they're cheap. You know, they get all nervous and fiddly and stuff, and they rip the card in half on you.
Right. But, yeah, cards carry their own vibration, and each different deck carries their own vibration. And I don't care who you are, you work with cards, you're going to be pulled to cards. And two, when you're pulled to cards, no matter what type of card it is, there's a reason you're being pulled to that card.
Yes, oh, I agree. I also agree when, you know, clients will say to me, I'll say shuffle the cards or count them out, and they'll say, well, how do I know? How do I know that I did it right? It isn't a matter of knowing it. The cards just go where they're supposed to go.
Exactly.
They just fall where they're supposed to fall. They fall in the correct position every time.
Yes. I mean, you could have someone, you know, just sit there and hold each side of the deck and then let go of it and watch it fall open, and there will be one card there. And I guarantee you that card will match exactly what you're looking for.
Yep. You are so correct. You are so correct. Yep.
They're good. I love cards. If anybody can tell, I love cards.
They love cards. You know, we're almost done here at the show, but I do want to say something here. I'm so impressed with everybody, and I think they've all found a little niche here coming on the radio, and it's wonderful. You know, Red Hawk, our stars Red Hawk, our stars Ariel, our stars Merlina, stars Morning Star, who is in Mexico, by the way, and she got to call in tonight, and, of course, Aeneas, and you, Cheyenne, Dragon Spirit. I have extra time set for us tonight. I didn't know how long we were going to go, but it's 5 minutes too. So I don't know if anybody else wants to say something. I know we lost Ariel, but Red Hawk is on. Merlina's still on. I'll leave that up to you, Cheyenne. But I do want to thank everybody in the room before we end this whole thing. We've got Stars Aeneas, we've got guests, we've got, of course, Priestess Candy, we have Red Hawk and Mystical Waters, all that belong, I say belong to Stars, isn't that something how I say belong to Stars? They are mine.
Mine.
Don't try to take them away, they're mine. Well, some of them work on other sites, and they're all saying yes, yes, yes. But the thing is, you know, it's just a beautiful group, and I think everybody that comes in and listens, even after the show is over, days down the road, yes, we are one big happy family. We really are. I mean, sometimes I'm putting out fires. Sometimes I'm helping somebody do this, understand how to do this, and it's part of my job. And I don't think there is a site out there. There might be that I'm not aware of that can really say that we all work together. It's just a beautiful group and such talent. Oh, my gosh. And, you know, I just use playing cards. I don't. That's what I started with because they were little. And I've tried other cards that were smaller, you know, like smaller ones. I just don't like them. And so Dragon Spirit Cheyenne said, well, then just don't use them. And I really think that's true. I think you resonate with something. It's your favorite. You try something else. And I have other decks. I get them sent to me from U.S. Games, you know, and Lenny over there, she'll send me something new, and I'll look at it. And, yeah, I think I've talked to you about this, Aeneas, that they're always so shiny and slippery. I can't stand cards that are like that. I think you said to put flour on them. Is that what you said?
You can use a little bit of baby powder on them.
Yeah.
Yeah, I've never tried that, but, oh, yeah, I've got a lot of decks. I just can't, you know, connect with them, isn't it? I guess it's not strange because all of you have been talking and saying the very same thing. You know, you have
to have
a deck.
You know where to send them then.
What?
I said, you know where to send them then.
Yeah, I know.
Listen, ladies, my phone here is about to drop.
Thank you for coming on and giving us some feedback and all of that, and we'll see you another time, Stars Aeneas. Thank you very much. Dragon Spirit. Okay, you know, I love you, David. Oh, his name is David. You know, we go by first names. Okay, bye-bye. Dragon Spirit, go ahead and say your final things. I'm going to put the rest of them on because I do have it until a little bit later. I've got Merlina on, I've got Morning Star on, and our Red Hawk. I like to call her the Hawk because it's just cute. You know, it really is. I mean, they've all got such sweet names. And, you know, my webmaster, Tony, we've been working on doing something with the blog. And, you know, he said to me, where did you come up with this prefix stars? And I said, oh, long time ago. Because
real
I was in crystal ball, and they use the prefix CB. But, you know, really, all of you are stars. Everybody is a stars, but not everybody can be my stars unless they work for me. and that's the truth. I mean, you just ask any of them. They'll tell you. Some people leave They come back, or they want to come back because they've tried other sites and they were just not happy. They didn't feel good with it, and that makes me very, very happy. So I'm going to stop talking now, Dragon Spirit, and I'm going to let you say, everybody say their goodbyes, and off you go with it. Go ahead.
Okay. Well, first off, thanks to everybody that's online that I can't see because I don't have that in front of me. The people that work in the room and people that come and listen and people that listen just, you know, on the phone, don't have any questions and stuff, that's fine. It's great to have you there to listen. Thanks to all the guests who came and shared. I think it was a variety enough of cards and different approaches to people, and that's always what I want to try to do with the show, is to have a variety of things because that shows your individuality and how you deal with things and stuff, so that when people hear that, they may hear something that they say, oh, I would like to have a reading done like that. But I always appreciate everybody that comes, and I always appreciate everything that is said, because I don't know how everybody else is, but I learn things new all the time. And it might be one word, and it might be one sentence, but I always learn. And thank you to Natalie for always hosting the show and having the show. And with that, I'll be back next Monday. Natalie?
Yes,
oh, yes,
okay, well, I'm waiting for the other ones. If they all want to say bye, and I think they're doing everything in the chat room, so... I don't know. Merlina, you want to say a goodbye?
Well, I wanted to tell you I just got my new computer like 5 minutes before the show started.
Oh, so you're all
so
excited.
We
well, you go ahead
to...
and, yeah, you take care of that and all that kind of good stuff. And we enjoyed having you, and I'm sure we'll have you on the show again.
Thank you. Thank
see.
You.
Okay. All right. Hawk, are you there?
I'm here.
Okay. You can just say your
yes.
goodbyes if you want.
Okay. Sure. First off, thanks for inviting me on the show. I'm so sorry I'm not as active as I should be on this show, but I spend mornings talking, evenings talking, but I'm going to this is just on Mondays, right? So I can do Mondays. So
okay.
hopefully you guys will be able to see me a lot more often. And
okay.
Just thanks for the opportunity to, you know, have a voice on the show.
Yes, that's part of it too, isn't it? It is. Well, thank you for coming.
Yes.
And the last one is our Morning Star. You want to say a little something there, Star's Morning Star?
Sure. Thank you for having me. Thank you for all of our listeners. And a special thank you for Natalie for having us each and every week. Very dedicated, very loyal, very inspiring, very positive. And I'll see you next week.
Oh, okay,
wow.
Awesome.
Thank you.
Awesome. I tried. Somebody said to me, you know, somebody said to me, oh, go ahead. You're always working your magic. I don't know if it's magic, but I certainly try. I certainly try. And there are some good things coming. There's a new design coming. I keep talking about it. It's a little ways down the road because it's a big job. But anyways, thank you, everybody. I love all of you. And those in the chat, come back again next week, please. And our topic is going to be Faith and Belief Part 2. We're going to put that in because last week it was such a good show, and Stars James wants to continue on, as does Stars Dragon Spirit. So good night, everybody.
Okay,
and I love you, and I'll see you next week.
We love you, too. Bye-bye. Love and light,
bye.
Everyone. Lots of sparkles. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.